This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Purity Coffee, organic certified, high in antioxidants, and free of contaminants. Save 20% off with code MMA20. Clito Rays, the makers of high-quality boxing gloves, get free shipping with code MMANUTS. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all-natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMANUTS.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 709.
709.
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show, by my fans, for my fans. We walk the line between serious and ridiculous. Drinking the blue agave tequila.
Blue agave.
Straight out of Mexico for
Nectar of the Gods.
Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, happy Cinco de Mayo. Or that's after right. Cinco de Mayo when the show comes out.
That's right.
I forgot it was Cinco de Mayo. That's how unconnected I
Me too. I don't know how I remember it. I don't know. This thing happens. Let's see what's happening out there. Oh, the NHL, they just did their lottery pick for the draft. It just happened tonight.
Oh, where are the Hawks?
Well, let me just tell you what a shit show this thing was. So it made no sense. This is the first time they did it live and with the lottery balls and all that. So I think the order was supposed to be the San Jose Sharks were first, Blackhawks were second, and I forget how it went down the line. And then I believe it is, out of the 16 teams that are in there, the most you can move up is 10 spots. And the most you can drop is 2 spots. So the best the Hawks could have done was first overall, or the worst would have been fourth overall.
Okay.
But instead of having like a bucket with just a ton of balls, because there's a different percentage for each team as to like how you're going to do that. Like I would have put like visual logos on each ball and put tons of balls in there. And then whatever came out, that gets the first pick. Then you do another one that gets the second pick. So they did it with 4 numbered balls that made no fucking sense. And then they waited 30 seconds to pick each ball. So it wasn't like fast. So let's do 30 seconds, pick a number that means nothing. Nobody knows what it means. They do it again, same thing, do it again. And then before the last ball, when you actually can figure out which team's going to get the first based on the number, because then they tell you, oh, if this number comes up, then the Blackhawks get the first pick. If this number comes up, San Jose gets the first pick. Then they cut the commercial. Like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Let's just string this out a little more and make it more confusing. So in the end, the Islanders won the pick. They were originally slated to be 10th. The 10th overall pick. They went from 10-1. They do this whole scenario again. And I forget, somebody gets the 4th overall pick. So that means San Jose gets number 2. Blackhawks end up with number 3.
Okay. But just
it is, but just an absolutely retarded way to do this drawing. It was so confusing. Like, why not just put the teams on the balls? Like, what are we doing here?
That seems easier.
And there's weird And then there's weird percentages.
Right.
And just a real clusterfuck. And I don't think a team should be able to go from 10-1. That doesn't seem fair to all the other teams.
No.
So it's a fucked up process. I mean, the good thing is the Blackhawks are with the number 3 pick, so you're guaranteed a good player. Mm-hmm. I just hope they pick I would like a bigger hockey player, because they seem to be picking all these smaller guys. Like Bedard's a smaller guy, and they've been picking a shit ton of defensemen, so you got to pick a forward, and hopefully a big fucking forward. I want an aggressive forward. There's a guy out there. I forgot what he's ranked. I think he's somewhere around there. They're saying the 3rd or 4th overall pick, but he's like 6'3", 207 ish, which is a bigger guy on offense. Like, because you want to surround your skilled players with a skilled player who is also big, who will protect. Yeah. You know, we also got to think about that. We also lost our enforcer this year because he fucking retired. So we got to find another guy out there to protect our guys. So we'll see. So it's good, I guess, overall, because we only dropped one pick. And then I think next year we still have a shot to get the number one pick, because there's some weird rule, like you can only have two first overall picks and then you're like out of the lottery process. I don't know. There's so many rules. Like, it's so confusing.
X year time span kind of
thing? Yeah, yeah. Because they don't want you to be too good. Right.
But if you're just really bad, then you just need all the help you can get.
It's something. There's some weird bullshit rule where you get excluded and then you probably pick fifth or something. But it's
I just tried to read the format that you described in words, and it doesn't make any sense even in words.
Exactly.
I'm like, what?
It's so combinations confusing.
Of numbers. And the Reddit thread is all over. Some fans are like, it's so awesome. I love the new format. Other people are like, what the fuck is this?
Makes no sense. It was terrible. You were better just pre-selecting it and then just, because then I think you could fix it, you know, so you don't have the 10 move up to one. I think they were doing some of that shit because I think that's how Bedard ended up in Chicago. Hey, but anyway,
take pick it. For us. Do people still watch hockey? Is that still a thing?
Well, if it was on fucking cable, I'd I'd watch the Blackhawks. They're not even on a channel that I can watch because they don't have a deal with Comcast yet. So
no.
And I think we talked about that. I don't know if it was last week or the week before, of like the viewership was down something like 70% from the year before. Cause well, obviously you're not on the biggest network there is in Comcast. So
yeah,
it's hard for me to watch other teams. And then again, if you don't have good announcers, it's hard to watch on top of that. So even if they were on, would I be watching? Yeah, I mean, I'd watch some of the games for sure. And then if you'd be more aggressive and start fighting like the 90s, I'd be watching even more. So as we switch right into, unless you want to talk about Bears, I don't have any Bears.
I'm good. Good. We're good.
We can go to some MMAs. What's happening out there?
What do I want to talk about? I got a lot of videos. Well, we got Sam Alvey and Tyrone Spung over the weekend. Karate Combat 54. I got the video from that. I'm assuming we're not gonna get dinged for that.
Yeah, you're fine with them. They're just cool.
Play that. Here it is. Little KO action. Oh, eat that.
Yeah, fucking Sam Alvey somehow is a beast in Karate Combat. Not that great in the UFC. It was just smiley. But over here, he's their fucking heavyweight champion.
I don't know. Some guys find their format and they roll with it. Tyrone Spung was like the man, you know?
Yeah, and I think he was supposed to fight that boxer, Usyk. I think he was going to fight him.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And then this happened. Oops.
Yeah, it could be the smaller gloves. I don't know. Like, the weird, what do you even call that? Like,
it's like a pit, I'd say. Pit,
yeah, that they're in. So, there's nowhere to hide.
You can't run.
No.
You could try, but I'm going to fucking get you. So we had that. Let's see. We got UFC 315 coming up.
Oh, geez.
I'll pull this card up. This epic card. Let me get this fucking.
Not great.
No.
The women fight is the one I'm looking the most forward to, actually.
So here we go. Yep. Bilal Muhammad versus number 5, Jack Della Maddalena.
I think Muhammad's going to handle that no problem. He's coming out with the Palestinian flag, so that'll be interesting if somebody doesn't do anything crazy if he does that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Fiorat in the Shevchenko fight is going to upset. She's got some power, and I'm a big fan of hers.
She's a favorite.
Is she really? Oh, yeah. She is. Okay. Makes sense to me.
And then we're going down
Jose Aldo.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And then Alexa Grasso, she's fighting Benoit Saint Denis. He's on here. And
I don't know.
Just,
I need Jessica Andrade. There we go.
Yeah. That just kind of falls off, right? Like, usually the undercards were, like, fucking stacked.
There's nothing going on.
You have no ranked fighters besides the women on the fucking
Sorry,
card.
Canada.
I
You
mean,
guys got hosed on this card.
Yeah. And then I think they're doing some kind of press conference, too, with, I want to say, GSP, Roy McDonald, Patrick Cote, and I think some women, or woman, probably Canadian. Maybe they're doing a Q&A or something with them.
Sweet.
Because they're in Canada, so that should be interesting. But overall, not a great card.
No.
But, you know, it's Canada. Joe Rogan,
I think
not
it's a
attending.
Tough buy. I really do. It I is. Think it's a tough purchase, that one.
What would you price that at as a pay point for that?
$29.99.
I was going to say $1.50. $1.50.
I think you have $29. It's fine. $29. Ugh,
that's definitely not worth $80. So, speaking of which, let's do a little sponsor action.
All right, let's be real, guys. Most jeans weren't made with you in mind, especially if you're a bigger guy with some meat on your bones. You flip through a dozen pairs of jeans at the store to find maybe a handful in your size and end up settling on one that technically fits if you never move. They're too tight in the thighs, stiff at the waist, sagging in the back, or just don't complement your body at all. Your hard-earned cash ends up wasted on something you don't love because you had no other choice. But you do have an option that is perfect for your big, beautiful body, and it's called the Perfect Jean. They come in 6 different fits, 13 washes, waist sizes up to 50 inches, and lengths up to 36 inches. For you giants out there, giving you over 5,000 combinations to find your perfect fit. You'd have to be built like a centaur to not find the perfect fit. They're stretchy, look like a regular denim, and are so comfortable you'll be replacing your old Levi's faster than you've bought new clothes since your mom did all your shopping. Ooh.
What the hell?
Mom, if you're listening, get your son the perfect jean and start him out right, no matter how old he is, even if he's 65 and living in your basement. With over 30,000 five-star reviews, the truth is clear. These jeans get it right. For a limited time, our listeners get 15% off their first order plus free shipping at theperfectjean.nyc or Google the perfect jean and use code MMA15 for 15% off.
That's right. And these are my favorite jeans now. I think I own at least 5 pairs.
Holy shit.
I just keep buying them. They're so stretchy and comfortable. It almost feels like sweatpants. Like when I'm wearing them, like
wow.
It's my go-to. So it's finally time to stop crushing your balls and uncomfortable jeans by going to theperfectjean.nyc. Our listeners get 15% off your first order, plus free shipping, free returns, free exchanges when you use our code MMA15 at checkout. That's 15% off for new customers at theperfectjean.nyc with promo code MMA15. And after you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Fuck your khakis and get the perfect jean.
This episode is sponsored by Drift Air Freshener. Drift exists to give everyone a sense of place through the transportive magic of scent. They are on a journey to rethink car fresheners, free from questionable ingredients, and to enhance your world one scent at a time. They only use the good stuff, natural, essential, and fragrant oils, and more sustainable materials to bring you your best-looking, best-smelling air freshener yet. Looks good, smells good, all good.
That's right, and they just came out with the new scent. We've got coconut pistachio. Pistachio.
Ooh, it's like you're at the beach.
Hopefully. Let's see.
If he can get it open. Oh, he's got it.
Woo!
He doesn't mess around. He just shoves his nose right
no,
in.
No, it's like smelling salts. I got to go
impressive.
For it.
Holy cow.
I have a hard time sometimes like telling the scent. Obviously, it's... I think I'm getting more pistachio than I am coconut.
Okay.
But there's another scent twisted in there. It might be vanilla. That's good. That's good. 30 seconds of me like whiffing the coconut pistachio to see what it's all about.
You feel
about.
Happy now? Does it make you happier?
I feel better. I think I'm pain-free. Let's see. Surrender to your... This is what the scent is. Surrender to your ultimate indulgence where pistachio cream blends seamlessly and socially with Toasted coconut creating a rich, nutty warmth that draws you in. A whisper of sea salt teases the palate, balancing the sweetness, while a velvety tonka bean lingers at a satisfying final touch. Whoa, it's a lot going on, but it smells delicious. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. You can save 20% off with code 20MMA at drift.co/20MMA. That's 20% off with code 20MMA at drift.co/20MMA.
Perfect.
And back to the show. Hopefully I don't close it.
Did you see the trailer for this upcoming Smashing Machine movie? Am I allowed to show parts of it? What do you think? I
can't show it, but you can talk about it.
Okay, well, I'll talk about it. So it's really shocking to me how not Rock-like The Rock looks, yet you can still tell it's The Rock. You know, it's, I think Emily Blunt plays his wife. He goes,
I like her.
She's great. And
actress.
He looks massive in the film, like insanely large. They got, I think, Ryan Bader's in it. You got freaking Abbas Rutten's in there.
Mm-hmm.
I forget. There's a whole slew of other guys. So I think it's going to be a good one. We should make time to go see it. Coming out in September, I think. I don't know.
The trailer, I was surprised because, like, I had heard The Rock's performance was weird, and but looking at the trailer, I was like, huh, I know the story, but I still think I want to see this movie. Like, yeah. It looked like they did a good job putting it together, so at least from a trailer standpoint. But I've seen the documentary, The Smashing Machine, and it's like, oof. It's a hard, rough life, and I don't even know what he's up to today. Last I knew, I think he was selling cars.
Cars or insurance or something, right?
Yeah, something like that. So, which is unfortunate, because, you know, if you're a fucking champion, I feel like you should have made enough money to not have to do anything afterwards.
Yeah.
It's just we're in one of the, or at least at that time, you're in one of the lowest paying sports, unfortunately. And usually with guys that size, what are you going to do? You're going to fucking go play football. It's like you'd either be a boxer, like boxers would always make more money, or you're playing football. So, but you go with the wrestlers, and this seemed to be initially the sport for them, especially when you could fucking headbutt people on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
And knees to the head, you know, that kind of shit on the ground. So, yeah, it does look good, and hopefully The Rock puts in a good performance there. And he does look fucking shockingly weird, like you were saying. It's The Rock. He's massive. And he's, like, he's in his 50s. Guy's on so much gear. It's unbelievable. I don't know how you stay that fucking fit. But I'm sure he's got blood doctors and all that nonsense, you know?
Yeah. Too bad it's rated R. Great to take the kids to it, but that seems like...
Oh, you just take some of them to it. Fuck that rated R. Don't worry about it.
I don't know what the rating... It just seems like heavy. The documentary was heavy at times. It's a hard life, so...
Yeah, that's true.
I'm imagining they're going to show that stuff, so...
Mm.
Might be a little much for the two youngest, but...
Yeah, and there's probably some... I think there was some shit going on with his wife. A little violence.
Brief
her girlfriend.
Nudity.
Probably. So, all right. Well, let's move on to 1FC. So I guess, or I'm sorry, let's move on to Ryzen. They were talking about they're going to be giving away a manliness bonus now at the next one.
What do you have to do to get that?
Yeah, well, let's see. They're going to do this manliness bonus. So they're going to select the athlete who has shown the most manliness. They didn't define it. And present him with a barrel of sake, a sack of rice, a whole sea bream, the meat of a sheep, and the meat of a cow. Okay.
It's
but what?
Some Japanese tradition type shit.
Yeah, but how do you define that? Like, do you have to teabag someone? Like, I got my kill in Halo and I come over and teabag you. I haven't teabagged someone in a while. When's the next Halo? Do they have a good Halo game? What's up?
I don't know. I'm just thinking
about
is there a Halo coming up? I don't know. That was
I feel
fun.
Like the last one got cheated. I think the last one came out and they didn't have a multiplayer or something like that. Like they just had a campaign. Something
it's like
was weird.
Half-assed. It's like they had two teams and one team retired. And the other team was I'm like, oh, bogus.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't know. It's hard to play games these days, but it I do is. Like a good game.
That one. Oh, and Borderlands 4 is coming out, I think, in September.
Oh, no shit. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to check that out. I always enjoy those. That's a casual, fun play. Loot and get guns. And I'll do one other thing because I saw this big debate raging this whole week on the internet.
Yes.
So everyone was talking about this. Well, could 100 humans beat a gorilla?
Oh, yeah.
So what do you think of that? Like, can 100 humans? We're talking hand-to-hand combat, so there's no weapons. And I don't know what they mean by beat, if you're trying to kill the gorilla or just subdue the gorilla. But
let me just Google the average weight of a gorilla.
I'm going to guess 600 to 800 pounds.
Yeah, it's a little less. So it sounds like the males are usually between 350 and 450 pounds.
Oh, okay.
I think chimpanzees are bigger. Hang on a second. I always get those two confused. Do I think 100 humans?
Yeah.
Average weight for a chimpanzee is even smaller. Huh. That's not what I'm thinking about then. Gorilla. I don't know. An angry gorilla versus 100 humans? I'm trying to picture what 100 humans do. Are they all like fully grown adults?
Yeah.
And are they all men or are some women too?
I'd say it's all men.
I think they might be able to. But I don't know that anyone's getting out of there unscathed.
No, people are getting fucked up for sure.
I think some of those humans are going to get torn to pieces, but some of them are not. Because if you think about it, if the gorilla is busy eating somebody and fighting somebody, couldn't a couple guys come up behind, do some eye gouges, a little fish hook? Like the
yeah, yeah.
You could get in there. I could grab his balls, hit him in the nuts.
Someone's sticking a thumb up his ass, you know, getting crazy out there.
I think they could beat a gorilla, but I think it'd be a hell of a fight. I don't think it'd be an easy fight.
Yeah, I was trying to think what's the number, because I think for sure 100 beats a gorilla, because they gas out. So I think if you had a bunch of heavyweights, like say you had like a Brock Lesnar, a Fedor, a Cain Velasquez, you get a bunch of big guys just to fucking tie them up. A handful of them are dying or losing limbs. But if you gas that thing out in like a minute, I think that's about the gas tank it has. But what if you have some jiu-jitsu guys in there to just get its neck and fucking choke him out? So I'm going to say, I think you can do it with 20. I think you can get down to 20 people.
Here's okay. This is the stat I was looking for.
Yeah.
So it says a silverback gorilla can lift approximately 4,000 pounds on a bench press. So they are incredibly strong.
Yeah, they're going to be launching people for sure.
4,000 pounds. So,
but if you gang tackle him, everyone gets a limb. Three people.
It would have to
be
like the Walking Dead type of like just swarming, like without prejudice, biting and gouging and grabbing.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he would kill at least 30, 40 people easily. He'll get tired though.
Normal size, sure. But yeah. I'm saying like you have, and oh shit, you could do like Eddie Hall, like World's Strongest Man size people too. And speaking of which, Eddie Hall, here's his fucking nonsense. So he said he believes two prime versions of himself would dominate a gorilla. That's what he was saying. What do you think?
No chance.
Yeah, 100% no chance.
Maybe 10 of him.
Yeah,
or 20,
I could see
not
that.
Not two.
But I still think like if someone gets on its neck from behind, I just don't know if its neck is so big. Can you lock up a rear naked choke on it? Because that's all you need. Like, yeah, the fucking gorilla is going to be throwing people left and right. But can you get on its back and choke him the fuck out? I think someone can get on there and choke him out. And then he's done. So, like, what? You shouldn't be trying to fight force for force with him. Just take his back and choke him out. That's why I think it can be less people. Like, you just have a handful of people, big fuckers in front, And then a sneaky fucker gets on with a good squeeze and fucking night night in probably fucking 5 seconds. And then they just fuck the shit out of him. Literally and figuratively.
I'm not just gonna let you kill me, John. You think I'm just gonna let you kill me?
I don't know. It's prison rules, motherfucker. Shit goes down in prison.
Well, speaking of Eddie Hall, he was talking about he's open to a super fight against Francis Ngannou. Would you want to see that?
Oh, I thought he wasn't. I heard him say some other shit. I thought he said, here, this is the quote that I heard. Maybe it's wrong. He said, commenting on fighting Francis Ngannou, I would rather get fucked up the ass by the devil than fight Francis Ngannou. I'm not fighting Francis Ngannou. No, let's just not mention my name anywhere near that name.
Oh,
so but if he was to fight him, Francis is going to murder him 100%.
I agree. But the quote I had was he was just on the Helwani show and he said he would need a bit of time, a lot of training, and it would have to be a lot of money. But I think if the money's right, he said, I would take it. So maybe he can't remember. The FCT.
Well, he might say different shit, different days. I mean, he did beat Pujanowski. Pujanowski was, he's more skilled than the average fighter, an average guy, but he's not top level for sure. It's just Eddie hits so fucking hard. Does he have a puncher's chance? For sure, but I think Francis is skilled enough to keep him at bay. Plus, you got to imagine the reach advantage. Eddie has he's like T-Rex out there, like super stocky, super short arms. And like, he seemed like a shorter build on some of this shit, where Francis should be able to just jab his face off until Eddie gets tired as fuck. And then he just tees off on him. But I mean, I'd watch it. And I think that's what we need. I think the heavyweight division needs some of these freak show fights, and I think we need to just abolish the goddamn weight class like we've been talking about. Fuck weight classes. Make some fucking freak show shit.
I agree. Over 205, it's wide open.
Yeah, anything goes.
Right.
Anything goes.
405 if you want. Who cares?
Or let's just do an open weight. If someone wants to step in, like you do it in jiu-jitsu, why don't you do it in MMA?
Well, I think the stakes are higher.
100%.
A little bit.
If someone wants to do it, let them do it.
Eddie Hall versus freaking Dominic Cruz.
Please. Please. I'll pay $200 for that. Like
Mighty Mouse versus Eddie
Hall. Fuck yeah. He did that at 2 versus 1. I think the 125 pounders, he almost killed them. And that was awesome. That's what we need. That's fight circus type shit. So I love that.
Yeah.
I know we were talking about BJ Penn the other day.
Oh, God.
I thought you had brought that story up. And wasn't he talking about, like, his family was cloned?
Yes.
And
they're all out to get him. He sounds like he has schizophrenia.
Well, I believe this happened in Hawaii. So someone got arrested. It said in a Home Depot. And I will play this. And there may be some credence to what he was talking about. So here we go.
What the fuck?
What is going on in Hawaii?
He's angry at BJ Penn, apparently.
He'll fucking kill him. Why? What did BJ do? This is the alien Zingo. What else is happening out there?
Somebody broke the world record for punches thrown in a minute. Here it is. I think it's 453 in 60 seconds. Look at this guy. This is real.
The bag's not even moving.
No, but I mean, he's touching it, I think. I can't tell. His hands are moving.
Hey, I touch it sometimes.
Apparently, well, in the sidebar, it says he trained for a year to get there, but I think that's crazy. I mean, he's not doing any sort of damage with those.
No, it's 100% speed and 0% power.
Yeah.
But still, impressive. I'm not throwing that.
453 punches in 60 seconds. That's a lot.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'd probably throw about 60. About 1 second, if that.
Yeah.
Let's see. Scrolling. Oh, Mike Brown made a post. He was talking about kind of like the growth of the UFC and just the difference in ticket prices. So he said he was at UFC 26 in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Front row ticket was $100.50. And now he's sharing, I'll share this here. Front row this past weekend in Des Moines, Iowa, $4,402. So you can see his other ticket here, $100, row one, seat two. Now, row one, seat two, $4,400.
Yikes. And what year is this, 2013?
The other one was from 2000.
Okay.
June 9th, 2000, UFC 26.
Man, well, that's how you sell a company for billions of dollars.
Yeah, and it has a 7 o'clock start time. What the fuck? It's probably because it was... that's what it should be. It should just be 7 o'clock Central. We keep getting fucked here. And East Coast gets fucked harder. Because they have that goddamn 9 o'clock start time. Hate it. It's too late. What else is happening?
I forgot earlier, but Ryan Bader hopped in the Ryzen ring over the weekend, and he is actually joining Ryzen. He announced signing with Ryzen. So,
well, that's good.
Yeah, I mean, there's a guy who's just massive now compared to what he was at in the UFC.
Yeah, everyone can sauce up as long as you're not in the UFC. And it's right. Weird because he was top 10 UFC, but he wasn't top 5. But,
no.
You know, you can go over there and allegedly do a little something. And then all of a sudden, you're a heavyweight champion. It's funny how that works. Got a tattoo for you to rank. This is Dan Hooker. Got a new arm tattoo. So let me think about this one. Hang on. I can't get a full view here. Hang on. Okay.
I see it. It's like a cartoon character of some sort. There's a little booty action. I mean, it looks cool.
What's your rank on a one scale 1 to 10? What do you think on that one?
It's not my style, but I think the face and the butt is done really well. I'm gonna say like a solid 7.5.
I didn't even know there was butt on there.
Yeah, if you look down there by the snake, there's a thong.
Okay. Weird.
Butt cheeks and the whole nine. She's turns like sideways or something.
Okay.
I think it's well done. I don't know what it is. It looks strange. But...
Yeah, I like the style of just the black and white, I guess. I don't even know what you'd call that, but just the one color. I think I like that. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Black and I white. Think he's all tatted up now, too.
I think you're right.
That's usually the MMA way, right? It's all the way.
All the way or no way.
Yeah, that's right. 100%. You're the first or you're the last. There was also someone did a mod on a VR game and made it look like the UFC. So I want to show you this. People will probably get... And some people were saying that they've tried this game or similar, but they're getting like disoriented. And I've had that in some video games. Yeah. Like
too choppy?
Yeah, well, you're... Because I think you're in the VR world here, and then you're fucking doing this shit. I'm like, I'm going to get sick playing a game like this.
I'm starting to feel weird just watching it.
Yeah, like I already can't do that. I'm out. It's just too much because it's like that weird motion, and I don't know if it's the frame rate. Now I'm sick. Now I can't play.
Sorry, don't be sick.
What else has happened?
Well, I got a last piece of something, and then I got knowledge. Here's okay. Andrei Arlovsky. I can't play the sound because I think there's music with it, but said I've spent days training for fights, and the real world doesn't follow the rules. That's why my training doesn't stop in the gym. He joined USCCA. Look at this. This is like our old coach George, some sort of gun training
thing
for self-defense. Here he is. Look at how massive he is.
Yeah, I wonder why. No UFC.
He trains for life.
Sauce
he's a gun guy. USCAA.
And so, why is he wearing a fanny pack on his shoulder?
I bet you he's got bullets in there, Matt.
Fuck yeah.
Bullets.
Dildos and bullets. That's all I carry.
Yeah, it's the U.S. Concealed Carry Association is what it is. So he's like doing commercials for concealed
carry. Wasn't very concealed. I could see he was packing something. Like
in his fanny pack. He's got the
over his shoulder. Cool,
I
mean, man.
I'm not. I have no problem with people having guns and stuff.
Yeah, I don't care.
I just feel like, man, people take it over the top.
They do.
Like, what are you, freaking John Wick? You need to have like a gun stash somewhere. You have people hunting you down. That's a different kind of problem. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I know a handful of people that have more than 10 guns, which is insane to me.
It's a lot of guns.
Yeah, I only have 3. I don't have 10. So that's crazy to me. I saw a new technique for playing track and field. I remember back in the day, people would come to the arcade with... hang on. They'd come in with like a comb like this.
Or a wallet.
And do the technique like that. So here is the said new technique. I don't know, I might be able to set a little sound. So I didn't know that worked. Apparently you can just fucking go to town on one button and it just fucking works.
I like it.
Do you have any KOs for the week?
I have no KOs. Well, I kind of do and I kind of don't. I can use this as my KOs or my knowledge. One, which do you want me to go? Or you want me to save it?
Go KO, because I got a couple KOs and a couple other things before some knowledge.
Yeah. Well, this is going to be my knowledge and my KO. So here, I meant to bring this up earlier, but I thought it'd be perfect in this segment instead. Here is someone simulating Chuck Norris versus 100 gorillas.
Oh, no.
Are you ready?
Chuck is dead off the bat.
I don't know. It's looking good for
what
Chuck.
What the shit?
A lot of flying gorillas.
Chuck has 1,000 striking power.
Yes. Look at it. There they go. Like flying.
Nice.
Chuck Norris wins.
No, of course he does.
I think it's accurate. You know,
feel like the fix is in.
Feel like you those gorillas 99. All took a dive. Yeah. Every single one.
Seriously, they knew it was Chuck. Like, what the fuck, Chuck? What the fuck? Let me open up all these fucking KOs. I have 3. And I need to do sound on one of them. So my notes say sound on this one. So let's see. Okay, no sound on that. I think we're good to go. Sure. Okay, first one.
Ooh.
We'll do no sound. I believe people get wrecked. Oh.
Oh, damn.
There goes one.
Jeez.
Here comes 2. Tornado kick. Let's go back to it. Oh. Fucking dead. I like that one. I like that. I want to see it again. Oh, my God. So brutal. And then we'll go for 3.
Mas ela vem treinada, viu, Romar? Sem dúvida. Fez belo sprawl ali. E vai frustrando a canete, que muito raçuda. A gente tem que frisar isso, né? Valente. Mas...
Oh, red the buzzer. He's dead.
Does that count?
Yep. I'll allow it.
Wow. That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Girls don't usually knock each other out. That was Holly Holm.
No, not so much. Yeah. On Ronda Rousey.
Yep.
And 2 a week, I got a couple. So we got this shirt, a little Cage Against the Machine.
Ooh.
Yeah. I like that second one. He's frightening.
He's crazy.
And, oh, this was the last hockey game with the Stars versus Colorado. This was behind the bench.
Whoa.
I like how they do that sometimes.
Distracting. I feel like they find people to sit in that seat.
They do that on purpose, for sure.
Viewership, for television views.
And then here's a question someone posed. They said, and there's a little video, they said, how ass are the unranked heavyweights in the UFC?
Whoa.
Probably about that much. Whoa. It's pretty much ass. That's what they're saying.
That's crazy.
It is. What's this? Oh, we have a new sport. I don't know if I... I'll try volume. I don't know. Maybe a little bit.
Have a good run here. She was almost straight to the second keg on that one.
Oh, wow.
So might,
keg lift?
Like she's got to flip the car. But I think they're just putting the kegs there so it doesn't fucking drop back down and she has to start over. But I'm like, oh my God.
She's got to flip
like,
it.
Do you
all
know
the
how
way
hard?
Over?
I'm assuming they ripped the engine out so it's not like super heavy, but you still got to deal with the frame and the rest of the fucking bullshit. And that's not, that looks like a steel car.
Jesus. She's strong as shit.
Yeah. And you got to fucking get back under that again. But I want to know where the hell you get one of those, because I want one.
The car or the lady?
Well, I'm just saying. I should probably move on to knowledge. I think I have two. Let's see what I have. Oh, well, we'll do one and then we'll cleanse the palate on the way out. So I don't know where this got posted. This is on NBC. Yeah, NBC. So they posted this weird statement. So it's it was one of the most difficult moments many of us have ever experienced. We are devastated. Pirates baseball is community and our fans are like family. In times like this, we come together, support one another, and keep him as loved ones in our prayers. I think that was because a fan jumped over the stands and
he died or something.
Wrecked. I don't know. But the statement came from Bob nutting on fan accident. So, like, that's weird. And then we'll cleanse the palate with this. This may be the new training uniform. Like, if you're a woman, I feel like you should be using this.
Oh, hey, no. Nope,
we can't use music. But I didn't know you should train with Fun Noodles in a full body, skin tight outfit.
Perfect. I mean,
yeah, I mean,
is there any other way to train?
Well, I mean, it's built for speed. Like, you need to be aerodynamic. If you want to fucking hit that crisp jab, you want to hit that 1-2-3, you got to be fucking designed for speed. It's like the Olympics, right?
Agreed. You have one thing I forgot about.
Okay, yeah.
I was watching this show called Hacks, which is like female comedy on Max, just checking it out. Mm-hmm. And I'm like sitting there watching a few episodes in, and who do I see who I thought was just making a cameo, but he's actually like a part of the show. It's freaking Paul Felder. Here he is. This is the main character.
The
he's a comedian, and he's having an MMA fight, and he marries her daughter, and it's like a thing. And he's like in the show, and he actually has lines.
Nice.
And stuff. But
I like to see that.
I'm not going to say he's a great actor, but he's not terrible. Everybody has to start somewhere. Good for
it's
Paul.
True. So. I just like to see MMA guys, retired MMA guys, being employable or employed.
Yes.
You know, before the CTE gets them.
That's right.
That note, it should down.
All righty. Well, that's been this week's edition of MMA Notes. My name's Engel Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.